He gave up the ghost. Immediately, his body died. And when his body died, all that time, remember, God had forsaken. God had to forsake Lord Jesus. God would have wanted to help the Lord Jesus, but he could not help the Lord Jesus. Because at that moment, the Lord Jesus was carrying something that God does not like. The night before, when he had Holy Communion with the people, it was a blood covenant. He said, "This is my blood. Take, drink. We are entering into a blood covenant. So now we have become one. I now share in your sin." So now he got the sin of mankind unto himself. So when he was on the cross, because of that sin on him, God looked away. Because God cannot look at sin. So God looked away and he noticed people are slapping him. God is not responding. He noticed people are insulting him. God is not responding. God would have responded, "Trust me," because he had said, "I could command a legion of angels and they can come right now and ambush you people." Didn't he say it? He said it. Yes. So we know that there was enough help, but yet God looked away. God closed his eyes. "I cannot look at sin." That even him on the cross, he sensed it. "My Father has abandoned me. Lie, lie. Lema sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me?" I know you have forsaken me because I know you. You would have shown up. I thirst. It is finished. And into thine hands I commit my spirit. And the ghost left him. When the ghost left him, his body died. Immediately, because the earth is not God, but the earth is alive. There is a place in spirituality where I will teach you about the earth. The earth is a living thing. The earth was looking at him, and the earth could not stand it. It could not stand the King of Kings dying like that. Yes. The earth began to cry, and it began to shake. And an earthquake was happening in the physical. People were running all over the place. The son said, "Even me, I cannot take it anymore. I will look away." He looked away. Darkness came immediately. As the earth was shaking, it began to shake even on the mountain at Jerusalem. As it was shaking, it begins to shake the temple. And for the very first time, the throne, which is a veil between where people can be and where high priests can be, that thing got torn. Ichichinyura chao kukudonze kakuja. Ichichao kukudonze kakuja. So that everyone could now see.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
What happened? The temple was broken. The temple at Jerusalem. That was the beginning of the breaking of that temple. That was the first time the Old Testament temple was broken. Something that was unheard of happened. Ordinary people now saw what lies behind the veil. The temple was useless now, because what made the temple important was that back place where high priests could enter once every year with blood to go and sacrifice. But now there was a higher place. Higher than the blood of bulls.
Oh yes.
Higher than the blood of goats.
Oh yes.
There was a higher blood. The blood of the lamb shed at Calvary.
Oh yes.
This one was stronger than any blood.
Oh yes.
So the temple became useless. And people are wondering, what's happening? Day number one, they took his body to the tomb. Day number two. Day number three. And the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. As he was rising from the dead, my God, this is the vision that John was seeing.
Yes.
And behold, I saw a holy city.
Oh, yes.
I saw a new Jerusalem.
Amen.
I saw a place that has an habitation of God. Listen, a new temple was created. Because the temple that had the veil breaking was built by human hands. But the temple that was now built is called the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
It is our body.
Oh, yes.
Do you not know that you are the temples of the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yes.
And that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Oh, yes. My God.
So when he rose the third day, he came with a new temple. He came with a new Jerusalem.
Oh, yes.
Now we're no longer saying God dwells up there in the heavens. Mm. God was resident with men.
Oh, yes.
He was present with men.
Oh, yes.
He was walking among men.
Oh, yes.
Hi. I hope you are getting it.
Yes, sir.
I hope you are getting it.
Yes, sir.
Because you see, before the Lord Jesus Christ was born, God sent Elijah. And Elijah, because he had to be born from a mother's womb, he had to be born from a family, another family. So he had a new mother. So that new mother had to give him a name because it was her child. And the angel told them, so this child we shall name him. No, his name was John, John the Baptist. So Elijah was sent and was born from Elizabeth. And Elijah was sent because he never failed an assignment. And he represented the prophetic. So the prophetic had to announce the Son of God into play.
Oh, yes.
That's why the Bible calls him the forerunner of the Messiah. And for sure, when he was born, when he began to grow up, he knew his assignment because he knew where he was sent from.
Amen.
He began to tell people, people, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
In other words, I am not telling you 500 years from now. I am telling you in our generation now. The kingdom is at hand. At hand means when this thing is at hand because I can touch it. So when you say the kingdom is at hand, it is that close.
Oh, yes.
We can touch it. We can feel it.
Oh, yes.
John the Baptist went everywhere baptizing with water, baptizing for repentance. So baptism of water in that time meant repentance from sin. Repentance means I choose to change from my old ways. And one day as he was baptized, he began to mention to the people that you see me here baptizing like this. I want to prophesy that there is one that cometh after me. This one, even his sandals, I cannot untie. This one is a greater than me. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ was already there. Can you imagine? And it is as though they were cousins. Eh? Because this was like one family. Kai! Isn't it amazing that you can come from the same family with an ancient spirit?
Mm.
You see, the man of God, Prophet T.B. Joshua, is gone. And up to now, the world can't catch it. One day in heaven, God will tell you, I know when you were on earth, you wanted me so much. You wanted to talk to me so much. Guess what? I disguised myself as some of those people on earth. And I walked the earth with you. I'm telling you. A lot, it will be a surprise on that day. In fact, I'm just talking scripture here. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, he says, on that day, he will mention to people, and they will say, Lord, we did not see you. He says, the very person that came. So he does disguise himself in our time. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What is this place? What is this city? Who are the inhabitants of this city? And I heard a great voice out of heaven, and behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
He says God himself shall be with them and they shall be his people. We are God's people.
Oh yes.
But this is when the city came down. Now, this city is coming not physically like that. No. This is in the visions. It's in the visions of God. Look at the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11 talks about what? Okay, so the whole chapter, Hebrews 11, God separated it to teach on faith. So we know whatever is going to speak in there, it is the language of those who understand faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Whatever he says in here is a language. Bible says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they shut the mouths of lions, they put down fires. Where is it? Hebrews 11.
Yes.
Let's go there. Oh, sikada bada bada. Just me saying these things, you know, I even feel to people to end up on video once. This one is a strange topic. You need the Holy Spirit as I'm talking. You need the Holy Spirit. Be praying as I'm talking, that the Holy Spirit gives you understanding. Because there are some messages when they come, it will leave you. And you'll be like, eh? What was that? You'll be wondering, because it has not been given to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you what I'm saying.